Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is September 5th, 2006. Our session today is entitled Music and Conversation in E Flat. Psalms, Laying It All Out Before God, or Ain't No One Better to Sing the Blues Than the Psalmist. Our presenter is Cliff Ari. Let's listen in.
Good morning.
Why don't we start off with it's the first day of school. School bus blues.
Sure.
Clarinet started sneaking up behind me. It was awesome. Like, whoa, what is going on here?
Now, can we say a pledge of allegiance, or is that illegal anymore?
That's not legal in this class, actually. We pledge allegiance to the jazz.
Okay.
And to the chord structure on which it's based. And to the cats who, when the boss is away, they will play. One jazz group, Indivisible. Under God, with cool notes for everyone. Hey, so this morning, we had a jazz band out there, a little Dixieland kind of jazz band. So what did you feel? What did you learn? What was going on out there with the music?
Down there and people were playing, like, oh, I can grab a drum, you know, and just as soon as he came up with the drum, it was, oh, well, make sure you go get a costume and come back, you know, and all that, and that, you know, anyone can come in and share their talent and what they have to express on that.
Key word there, anyone, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Spirit is there.
Yeah.
And there's lots of talent. I mean, it seems like lots of people have talents to share.
Anything else you felt or learned or experienced this morning with the impromptu little Dixieland blues band?
Well, music always adds something. I mean, we could have all just walked along, but the music always adds some other kind of atmosphere or spirit to the to the event.
Yeah.
There's also the way every now and then when you or the trombone player would hit a specific note or set of notes that were maybe, you know, rung out a little bit louder, and then the weeping women behind, it would almost kind of cue them, and then all of a sudden their wailing would, you know, kind of start anew or give them some fresh energy, and that there was that play with them as well, and how that all was feeding together.
Yeah. So it went beyond just the couple of cats with the instruments. You know, it kind of swelled out and pulled people in, pulled in the wailing women, you know, pulled in the people with some of the costumes, pulled the community kind of closer together. Music can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be just jazz either. I mean, in particularly, you know, tribal cultures, you know, music, particularly the drums, you know, everybody. In many of the tribal cultures, there's no such thing as a musician. Everybody is a musician. Everybody bangs or plays or sings or dances. Everybody is part of the mix. And that's really what's so evocative in so many ways in jazz, is that even if you never played an instrument, you can be pulled right into the music, you know, from the gut of your being, and feel the vicissitudes of it all. And really, that's what the blues is all about. When I say blues, what do you think of?
Sad.
Sad.
B.B. King and all that. Blues.
So, particular blues musicians.
Blues musicians. Yeah. We have a blues fest in our Quad Cities.
Blues Brothers. Yeah, there's a whole genre of blues music, but there's also a blues element that's more jazz focused than blues. And there's all kinds of shades in between. It's really, really interesting. But usually think sad, mournful,
melancholy,
you know, I got them serious, way down deep in the pits, can't see my way clear, no escaping, dead end, woe is me, God forsaken, psalm, blues. That's opening lines of a poem that I wrote last year. And then got a wonderful gospel singer to do the poem while the band wailed behind her. It was cool. So is that a hum? What do you think about the blues in your own life? Don't answer. What I'd like to do is I'd like to play you some blues. And what I'd like you to do is to think about your own life and about where the blues fits in and those times that you felt blue. And maybe we'll learn a little bit more about those serious way down deep in the pits psalm blues. So just let the music carry you away. It is playing on my computer.
Uh-oh.
But...
you had it playing before. I wonder if that's what the hum is all about.
Yep. I think what happened maybe is that this... Let's see what happens now. That's the blues. Sit back. Thank you. see if this resonates with you. I got them serious, way down deep in the pits. Can't see my way clear, no escaping, dead end. Woe is me, God-forsaken blues. Ain't no one better to sing the blues. Psalmist seen it all, experienced it all. Been there, laid out flat, lost in the desert. Body wasting away, soul shredded to bits. Those God-forsaken psalm blues. Ain't no one better to play the blues. Psalmist paid the dues, been abused, been there, slapped silly, left holding the bag. Nothing to show but empty pockets, soul shattered to dust. It's God-forsaken psalm blues. Ain't no one better to scat the blues. Psalmist felt the pain, driven insane, been there, cast aside, limping through life, crippled by love gone wrong. Soul squeezed dry. Those God-forsaken psalm blues. Singing. Playing. Scatting. It's all the same. 12 bars in a minor key. God, hear me singing. Listen as I play my riff. Catch my scat. I got them serious, way down deep in the pits. Can't see my way clear, no escaping, dead end. Woe is me, God forsaken, psalm blues. Yeah, the psalmist in me is me. Moaning, groaning, raising my fist, asking the questions, pleading for answers, letting out the ache, the pain, the memory, seeking some relief, just a little comfort, an end to misery. In me is me, still singing, still playing, still scat. Even when God has up and left the room, slammed the door, abandoned me, showing no mercy, leaving me here alone to strut my solo, singing, playing, scat. But if God is gone, why do I keep on singing? Keep on playing. Keep on scatting. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe I'm praying. Praying those serious, way down deep in the pits. Can't see my way clear. No escaping. Dead end. Woe is me. God forsaken. Psalm blues. Psalmist in me. How about the psalmist in you? What'd you think about when you heard the music and the words about those way down deep blues? Ever been there? Ever felt like that in the desert, alone, dusty, dry? This is not time for true exposé, just maybe that's a rhetorical question. And, you know, maybe the Psalms are a good place to check into. Psalm 137. And this is about the people of Israel in exile. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our harps, for there our captors asked of us for songs, and our tormentors asked for mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? What does that evoke for you, that kind of imagery from the psalmist?
It reminds me of homesickness.
Ah, yeah. Deep homesickness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought of slavery.
Yeah.
Civil rights and all that stuff.
How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Think about all those slaves uprooted and pulled over to this country. How can you sing in a strange land? And what did they do?
They did.
They sang.
Sang the blues.
Yeah. That's where the blues came from. The blues came from the African-American work songs out in the field. From a people that were so oppressed, there seemed to be no hope whatsoever. I mean, and you know, sometimes the blues from that perspective is almost thought of as kind of moaning, isn't it? Moaning and groaning and things can't get much worse. So let me play for you a song called Moanin'. I don't have the original version on, any of you here of Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, which was a trio singers back in the 50s and 60s, and I think John Hendrix is still alive. He's, maybe Annie Ross is too. But they did these, you know, they were on the forefront of jazz vocal songs and doing a lot of scatting. When I say scatting, you know what I mean? That's scatting. This is a version done by Karen Allison. And listen, think of Psalm 137. Let me read it one more time. Okay? By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and there we wept. We moaned, we groaned, when we remembered Zion. On the willows there, we hung up our harps, our horns, our drums, our keyboards, anything we had that could play music. For there our captors asked us for songs, and our tormentors asked us for mirth, saying, yeah, go ahead, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Go ahead. How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? But we could moan. his load. Scatting. Notice she's scatting along with the guitarist. Join me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights alone.
How'd that feel after coming, after Psalm 137? It fit?
Yeah.
You ever felt that way? It's a rhetorical question. Yeah, I mean, all you gotta do is go to the Psalms for blues. Of course, all you have to do is go to the history of people with Israel. A lot of blues there, too. Moaning, groaning, woe is me, doesn't seem to be an ounce of hope in anything. But you know, then the psalmist does a little turnaround kind of thing. Look, Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. I mean, the psalmist here is talking about the pits, the depths, about as low as you can get. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. In other words, God, you got to listen to me. Come on. I'm crying here. I'm hurting. Listen. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? Yeah, I know I'm a sinner. I mean, you know, I've done some pretty bad stuff, but if you hold that against me, there's no hope. But there is forgiveness with you. There's the turnaround. But there is forgiveness with you. And why? So that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. And in God's word, I place my hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning. More than those who watch for the morning. Yearning. That confession, seeking forgiveness and yet knowing there's some hope there somewhere. Let me play you another bluesy kind of tune that maybe reflects, there's no words in this one, but maybe reflects both the and the of the Psalms and of the blues. And this is three instruments. It's a tenor sax, it's a bass clarinet, and a bass fiddle. That tenor sax was in there somewhere.
I was waiting for it to come in. It's in the background, you can hear it.
The stereo is shot.
Yeah, you're only getting one channel, huh?
Yeah. See, you get both channels, you get the hum. Okay. Well, let's look at it a little bit differently then. Let's go back to Karen Allison. and take the middle ground on the blues here and see if you felt like this.
Life can be mighty monotonous. We're always battling boredom. Where? Tell me, where has it gotten us? Everything is so doggone humdrum. Stuck in a rut, getting nowhere fast.
Feel that way in your faith? I mean, just kind of humdrum, just kind of like nothing really exciting is happening, nothing vivacious, nothing. It's just kind of like, I mean, she's not singing about religion, but she's preaching. What it feels like to be her. You know, and this particular side, slice of her life. And the piano player's preaching too. So we took a look at the moan and deep and despair blues. We took a look at the blues that just kind of, God, when are you going to listen to me? And a little bit of hope creeping in there. But there's another kind of blues too. And it's a valid blues form, and it has a little bit more to do with a positive turn of events. Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome. Great King over all the earth. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. A vibraphone. Barry Sachs. Even a soulful clarinet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our Lord, sing praises, for God is the sovereign of all the earth. And this is the verse that I really love here. It says in the New Revised Standard Version, sing praises with a song. Yeah, that's cool. But if you go back to the Hebrew, that sentence really is the word psalm, psalm, psalm. And it says psalm, a psalm with a song. How do you psalm, a psalm with a song? I like the Jerusalem Bible's translation of this. It goes, sing praises with all your art.
Art.
Art. I believe it's the Jerusalem Bible. Sing praises with all your art, Psalm 47:7. And I think that's pretty cool. So there's this aspect also of when we take the blues, because what we do is we make some blue notes. We take a chord, just a triad, and we flat the third. Makes it a minor. You start playing around that flatted third. It's kind of sad. Then what you do is you flat the fifth. It becomes a diminished chord. You start playing around on those blue notes. It's really kind of sad. But if you play them without the blue notes, it's more upbeat, it's more joyful. So you can play the blues. Deep in the pit, can't see my way clear, no escape and dead, and woe is me. The other gives you kind of like, yeah, God, you and me, okay, this is okay, this is cool, yeah. So let's try that other blues song again and see if we can get the tenor sax to come in and see if that makes a little difference. Cross your fingers. Let's see what happens. Okay, they're together. Dialogue here. Still not the best separation, but I think you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Oregon, actually. It's called the Gospel Song. So, let me play you another song that most people wouldn't consider the blues at all. And let me get your opinion on this, what you think about this. If I can find it. This would be it. As you listen to this, it's about 5 minutes long, I want you to give it a name. And at the end, tell me, I want you to, we'll all share what the name is we think of this piece. This is the front part. Thank you. what's the last instrument you heard on there?
It sounded like an organ.
Big pipe organ.
Oh yeah, Lodger.
That's something else. Did it resonate with you? Did you like it?
Didn't sound bluesy.
A Holden theme. I mean, they had the mellowness, quietness, and yet there was vibrancy and joy and excitement. And
so if you were to give a name to this piece, what would it be?
I said Holden theme.
Holden theme, Thanksgiving.
Easter.
Easter.
I call it Busy Day Blues.
Busy Day Blues, okay.
Ah, like a busy day.
Yeah.
But the blues, or it was still underneath.
Yeah. Any thoughts?
No, it feels like flying to me.
It feels like flying.
I was thinking sunrise.
Sunrise. Yeah. Hmm. Anybody have any idea who the performers are on this? The one, you know, when you know a musical form, there are little hints and guesses that give it away. Like, you know, if I'm listening, I can say, oh, that's Mozart. You know, that's Dmitri Shostakovich. You know, that's definitely Vivaldi. I mean, you know, that's Vivaldi. And, you know, when you're familiar with a form, you know it. Same kind of with jazz.
Was it the Trans-Siberian?
No, it's a good guess, though. That's a good guess. It's the Paul Winter Consort. Oh. Do you know the Paul Winter Consort?
No.
So what?
Nobody here knows the Paul Winter Consort? Oh, my goodness.
We've just failed the class.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, well, you know, Paul's been around since the 60s, and he's put together a concert in the 70s, and if he plays with whales, coyotes, Grand Canyon, he's got...
Oh, he's the guy.
Yeah, and he put together Misa Gaia, the Mass for the Earth. He's the artist in residence at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, New York City. There's a winter solstice every year in December.
Oh, that John.
That one, huh? Let me play you one of his famous songs. This is called Icarus. You all know the story of Icarus?
Mm-hmm.
The Greek mythology, the lad Icarus and his father, somebody or other, who were imprisoned, and his father fashioned wings out of bird's feathers and put wax on them and told his son, don't fly too high, you'll get too close to the sun, they'll melt. Mm-hmm. And Icarus just got carried away and flew too high. I think Icarus is on here. Come on, are you on here? Yeah. This is a slightly different version than Paul's, though. This is Oregon playing with the Moscow Symphony Orchestra. You see, jazz is a wide umbrella. Thank you. Well, who would have thought we would have started off with the school bus blues and ended with Icarus? Just never can tell. So thank you all for being here today. When we get around to this again on Friday, we're going to look at the prophets and justice with jazz. It should be pretty interesting if I can find the right music.
I'm curious, what do you think of the smooth jazz or easy listening jazz? Because some people don't really think it's jazz.
There are
John Tesh and Yanni.
just don't mention Kenny G.
Oh.
Who am I to be judgmental about other people's music? There's lots of that stuff that is really neat, really cool. And there's others of it that just seems to me kind of insipid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of elevator music. But then again, it's all, if it works for you, if it touches your soul, if it makes your heart sing, whoa, that's great. Don't do it for me. but
that's, well, that seems that's to be the case, that serious jazz people don't really like that stuff.
Yeah, but we can get really anal about these things. You know, whatever profession we're in, we kind of think, if it's not Beethoven, if it's not Bach, if it's not Coltrane, we all fall into those kinds of traps. And so, that's why they're Lutherans, that's why they're Presbyterians, that's why they're Baptists, I suppose. We live our lives and seek out the Spirit, and when it makes the chord string vibrate, doing, it's like, yeah, that's cool. And so, there are all kinds of pieces of music that have touched me deeply over the years, the things that I would have never thought that I would, like or enjoy. And, that's part of the whole growth process. So, that's kind of like, jazz light.
Yeah.
And if that's the entryway for some folks to begin experience more, and get into it a little bit deeper, that's great. So
also easy to work by. If you can listen to that and actually work, but
yeah,
I can't listen to regular jazz to the.
There's a great quote. Who was it? Kenny Werner or Kenny Wheeler? One of them. Which one's the cello player? Which one's the pianist? I forget. But anyway, a friend came over his house or neighbor. Didn't know him very well, and they were talking about the music. And so Kenny gave him a CD to listen to. And the guy was going to be painting his living room. He came back all in the huff. He said, I couldn't paint my living room. I had to listen to this. It wouldn't let me paint. And there's some kinds of music that's just kind of mindless. Just, but that's different for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so isn't it great that we have such varied and different instruments, instrumentation, art forms, music? It's just this wonderful, great big palette for us all to choose. And if we can just kind of listen to each other and kind of, I remember I used to belong to a small little house church, and and one of the things we didn't get, there was about six of us, it's a very small little cell, and we wanted to get to know each other, so we decided that each week somebody would bring in a piece of music to listen to, and everybody would listen to it and be in a conversation, and we get to know you through your music. It was great. I was probably the last one to do it, and I brought in a piece of music that I'm going to be using on Saturday by John Coltrane called The Love Supreme. And I played this. You would have thought that I was terrorizing a cat it was like, afterwards it was like, this, and I'm going, yeah, this is the most deeply spiritual music I've ever experienced, and you obviously don't see it that way. And you know, they had all they could do just to keep from using the barf bag.
What kind of music did they bring in?
Oh, gee, what was it? Classical, folk. It's a long time ago. It's 20 years ago. I don't quite remember now.
It's something real different.
Not jazz.
Oh, no, 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 not jazz.
I mean, you said how, you know, some of that music just seems like elevator music, but then again, there are elevators. I mean,
sure.
There's places for that to exist too, even in that context.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
You need for people to be so enveloped in their music on the elevator that they keep taking it up and down the building.
It happens that way sometimes.
You can certainly think of at least one person that might happen too.
Well, I think we're way over time, aren't we?
Well, probably.
Yeah. We have to get our tater tots.
Oh, that's right.
I think they turned the cafeteria to life. They have picture of the president and the vice president.
Oh, no.
I saw that up there.
That's what happens.
Well, let me play you some exit music.
Okay.
And then you music to leave by or stay by.
You got a rumble?
This is Pat Metheny. It's called Right Size Life.
Makes me want to stay.
Yes. It's one of those pieces of music when I'm feeling really in a kind of, you know, I turn this up to stun, you know.
Voice
doesn't
have anything.
Stun.
Voice doesn't have I did find it.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know, maybe both.
To connect to it.